Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois.
For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed only briefly to Niagara Falls and the now-closed Marineland. This tourist attraction has certainly seen better days. The founder died in 2018. His wife put the park up for sale 5 years later, and then sadly she died as well in 2024. And more or less, the park has been closed to the public since then. And that has left the animals inside the park in a tough situation. Of particular note are the 30 beluga whales in the park that no one was totally sure where they were going to end up. Well, dear listeners, I'm pleased to tell you that it seems like plans are coming to fruition to save these whales. I read about this operation in a few different places, and they all seem to note that this is a totally unprecedented international rescue effort. Most of the beluga whales are headed south of the border to the U.S., but some will end up at the Oceanographique de Valencia in Spain. That is a big trip for a whale. I definitely have some hometown pride because a third of the whales are most likely ending up at Shedd Aquarium here in Chicago. Everyone involved wants the best for the whales, and I think ideally these whales would end up in some sort of wildlife sanctuary situation, but that doesn't seem to be a tenable solution. There's apparently no sea pen big enough to care for this many belugas. To move these whales and give them a good voyage, they'll be loaded up onto a stretcher, put into a truck with a special whale tank in it, and then, you guessed it, popped on an airplane. I'm really pulling for these whales. I hope they have the least disruptive travel possible and end up in a far better situation than they are right now. Of course, as a crunchy tree hugger, I wish that these whales had never been put in captivity in the first place, but I'm always appreciative when people and organizations and governments all work together to do the right thing, even when it's likely not cheap and certainly not easy to do. From what I can tell and the interviews I've read about this whole situation, everyone involved now really, really wants the best for these belugas. And that's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.